February 17th, and this is a message to on from Judd, so I'm just going to pass the tape recorder over right now.
Is it on? Is it on?
Yep, it's on.
How are you doing, Mr. On? Nice hearing from you again. I'm sorry I didn't write, but I guess I just couldn't think of what to write, but I can think of what to say now. I'd like to tell you about the detail about that one trip we took when you were with us in Saigon. We left Saigon at crack of 9 a.m. in the morning, and we ate a picnic dinner at Ben Cot, about 50 kilometers out of Saigon. And I don't remember how the roads were to Bami Tra. I think they were fairly good. We made it there in about 8 or 8.5 hours. And stayed at the bungalow, as you said. On the way up, we went by the three frontiers where Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam met. They might still be the same today. And we were up in the clouds, actually. We were on the plateau region? The high plateau region. Then went to Bami Tra to stay for the night. We went to stay at the bungalow, as you said, and they had running hot water, which we didn't have in Saigon for a while, and running water, which we didn't have for a week or so in Saigon. And they had they didn't have air conditioning, but it was not that hot. They had a nice dining room where we ate a nice dinner. I remember it rained and thundered while we were there. After that, we saw the movie Never Say Goodbye. And the next day, we went out in the country to see some scenery and some waterfalls. You might know which ones they are. The roads are rather bad. I asked Father if the roads in Nha Trang are the same way. He said, just exactly. Next to that night, we went to bed early because the movie wasn't as good, and we wanted to get in away early, which the next day, which we did, for a change, I believe. We probably ate breakfast at the bungalow, and then took a picnic lunch and went through the jungle. The roads were good for a while, but for about 30 kilometers, they were a mess, and we made 15 kilometers in about an hour and a half. We did see some elephants, though, and some nice jungle scenery, and arrived at Nha Trang in time to take a swim before checking in at the La Fregat, and we ate our dinner there. The next day, I don't remember, we went out, I'm confused here, I think we went out in the boat, and we saw the area, and we saw the aquarium and a few other spots around there. I think you showed us some of them. And that night, back to the La Fregat for dinner. Next morning, we left at crack of 9 a.m. again to head down coast from Nha Trang. We saw the Cham temples just outside Nha Trang. And as I remember it, they were 500 years old, but some people say they're older than that, built by the Indians and the Chinese when they came in there. That's why I was called Indochina. I tend to think they were more like 800 or 1,000 years old, but they were old, and I remember they had bricks with no mortar in between. Then we went down the coast to Phang Rang. The food was not the best in the world at the restaurant, and we couldn't eat too much of it, but we did have some picnic stuff to save us, so we had that, including you. Then on down to Phan Thiet, where we saw some military South Vietnamese training on the way. And then on further from there, we got off on the wrong road and were in Viet Cong territory. And thank you, you got us out of it. So we went on, it was going towards Saigon until we turned off near Beria and went to Beria to Cap San Jacques. The trip took up 14 and a half hours, and we went something like 530 kilometers or 300 some miles. In that country, that's a long, I don't know about today, but in 57, that was a long distance to go in a day. And it was checked in at the American House, the house they had for Americans, and we stayed there the night. Next few days were rather quiet, though the Jacksons came down on Friday, I believe, some friends from Saigon of ours. They had a daughter, Carol, was 5 years old. And I remember they brought the letter from the telegram from Saigon saying we had to complete our 2-year tour. We thought we'd go home in July because we had extended the other tour, but no, they said you still have to complete your tour. But we had the fun on the beach in Cap San Jacques. Father took a picture of Cap San Jacques as I see it, sitting in a chair with a beer in the front of the on the table in front of the beach. And I thought that was fascinating. And we ate at what was it? There was a good restaurant there. We ate many of our meals there. Sunday, we all went back to Saigon. And I think that was rather uneventful, except we were glad to have you along with us. And being in Vietnam another month meant we could take another trip to Phnom Penh. We stayed at a hotel there. I got dizzy. No, that was the next time. And we ate with Mike Lynn, who had American House, and I thought that was great. And then we went to Angkor Wat and looked over the ruins there. Stayed overnight. Got there the afternoon, and then stayed till about early afternoon the next day and started heading back. Stayed in Phnom Penh, and I got dysentery. So, we saw Mr. Lin again. I think we had a late lunch at his house and then headed back to Saigon. It rained a bit and we went through the delta and we saw plenty of rice fields and palm trees. Arrived home in Saigon about 8 at night. Too late for troop meeting. So, I was in the Boy Scouts then. I don't want to make it too long. So I wish you the best, and we did have a nice trip home through Europe. And of course, it was very nice seeing you in Arlington in September of 1959. I remember we visited Washington together. We all had a nice tour. Thank you, and have a good day. Give my best to your wife and children and all our friends in Vietnam. Thanks, Judd.
That was great. Judd has just told me the names of the softball teams that he went to see the games, and he's going to now just put them on tape so that I can transcribe them later.
I think he went to a couple of them with us.
Well, this is Judd Brandis again. Judd again. I want to say one thing before I say anything. Thank you for taking us to the zoo there. That was a nice trip. They want me to tell the names of the teams. You might have gone to one of these games. We had 7 softball teams there in Saigon. Different departments played, and that was like baseball overseas. The names were USOM, which is the United States Overseas Mission, CATO, which is Combat Alert Training Operation, Navy, you know that, TERM, which is Temporary Equipment Recovery Mission, Embassy, which my father was closest to, Air Force, and JSSDN, which our friend Frenchie Fredette played on. And I think the acronym for that is Joint Security and Supply Division. So those are we had a lot of fun with the games. And the first championship, TERM won. The next time around, JSSD was hot, but fell off at the end, and Embassy won. So have a good day.
Your memory is just... We're rolling.
Mr. Ron, I love you so much. You were my best friend when we lived in Vietnam. In case
from
you don't,
from Jad, one of your best friends too.
Just in case you don't recognize my voice, this is Jewel Ann Brandis, daughter of Mills Brandis. I am so sorry that he's not alive today to say hi to you, but take a hug for me and give a hug to all your family that's still living. Bye.
I'll shake your hand over the phone, okay, Judd?
Yes.
Come when you can.
Yes.